Jordan, and this is Yes But Why Podcast. Yeah. Austin Film Festival was an amazing adventure for me. Yes But Why was invited to join the press corps, and I spent the better part of Friday the 25th and Saturday the 26th doing interviews in and around the Driscoll Hotel in downtown Austin. I spoke with French screenwriter Guillaume Leville. At the festival, Guillaume is presenting his uplifting short film, Running Naked in the Universe. In our chat, we talk about collaborative story development and the importance of making connections at festivals. I had the opportunity to moderate the Q&A for his premiere, and it went great. Check out the second screening of Running Naked in the Universe on Wednesday, October 30th at 7 p.m. at the Galaxy Highland Movie Theater. So for you, when you're developing your creative ideas, do you create the whole world and then characters, or do you start with the character and then build the world around them?
You know, I'm a lover. I love things, I love people, I love objects, I love everything existing in this planet, even the bad guys that you said just before, because there is always something interesting in the bad guys, and sometimes there is something not interesting in the good guys. So I'm a lover, and I love, at first, a story. So I don't begin when I write something, because my job in life is to write stories for French director usually, or sometimes foreign, but it's less often. And so I'm a screenwriter, in fact. This film in the Austin Festival, I directed it because sometimes when the story is not very far from mine, I take it for me and I direct it, but usually I'm just the screenwriter. And when I write a story, I just love the story first. And after, when I have the story in my brain, after I take the tools, and the tools is the characters, and it's the emotion. And for me, there is no other thing in the film. It's the emotion. It depends on what you want people to have in their brain and in their heart. And that's all. Emotion, characters, and then you have the story that you thought at the beginning. And look at that. I wanted to show that. They gave me the paper to have the badge, this written.
You made our senior film program director cry with laughter. Congrats. Aww.
Oh, it's a sweet
Rob. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah,
that is a, I'm
nice
so
guy.
Glad. That's the other part. You were talking about how people have been nice to you. I'm so glad.
The other thing
about this festival that's really nice is that everyone that works there is just super kind-hearted. Everyone that I've met, they're always trying to take care and make sure everyone's okay and doing their job so organized. Oh, I get the most beautiful emails. Like, even that form you just showed me, gorgeous. Like, yay, someone who made that.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
that's
I like fun. That. The tools
nice.
Are the characters and the emotions. That is smart.
Yeah.
I teach improv and sketch comedy. So,
like,
in Europe a lot, they call it impro. So I do that. And so when I'm trying to get people in the mode of developing, you know, they're creating stories off the top of their head immediately. And so characters and emotions are totally the tools that I'll talk to them about, where it's like, you don't have to worry about what you're doing. Just pick an emotion and just be that right then. And then we'll adjust to that. You're angry. We'll figure out how to make that the funniest anger we've ever seen. Just keep, make a decision, stick with it. And so it's fun that you're, you know, when you're writing, you use those as well.
Yeah, and for improv, it's interesting because when you work, when you are a director and you work with the people, with the actors, sometimes you have to give advices to make their way of playing, of acting, more obvious for what you want to do, for emotional problems of your film.
Yeah.
And in fact, I noticed something. It's sometimes actors, they make a mistake. They want to think about the emotion which will be those of the audience. So they think about what the emotion will be in the audience's brain and heart. And in my opinion, often, not all the time, but often, it's a mistake because, in fact, the emotion has to be inside the actors. And if it's inside the actors when they act, it will be inside the audience.
Yeah.
As a mathematical thing. It's like that and that's all. So never, never think about the audience. Audience, it's a big boy. It's alone. He can do things by himself. You have to be confident with the public, with the audience, because what you are going to have you at the moment, as an emotion, this emotion will go in the audience.
Not to mention the fact that every piece of art is just like a glass mirror that people then put their own life into. So even if you, as the actor, are trying to make this person cry, the only way an audience member is going to cry is if they identify with the person that's having the emotion. So you're totally right. I think always, not sometimes, always.
Perhaps always, yeah.
Yeah,
but
actors,
the story of the mural is interesting because, you know, for example, for the film Running Naked in the Universe, my film was in Austin. In fact, it's a comedy. So usually people laugh. But one time, it's the first time the film is shown here in Austin. But one time I show the film to my private, to my family.
Yeah.
I wanted to know what they think. My mother was laughing. My father a little less, but he was laughing, okay. And my cousin went to me with tears in her eyes. I say, are you crying? Are you? This is tears? And I touched the cheek and said, it is tears. I said, because you know, when you speak about liberty, women of liberty, I just cry. It's too sad, and you know. And I said, oh my God. So in the mirror, he saw, it was a comedy for everyone, and everyone was laughing, but he was crying because he saw something sad in the mirror. And I said, it's good. It's good for the film. I don't mind. Because it's emotion. If you laugh or if you cry, the same for me, don't worry.
Oh man, when we do the Q&A, we gotta ask how many people laughed and how many people cried.
Oh yeah.
We get the audience to tell us.
Yeah.
We're like, really? Yeah. We won't ask you too many questions. We're just super interested in the emotional response. That's so interesting. Yeah. I also like that your family was your test audience. That was super sweet. So nice of you. Look at this thing I made. And then you like make note of their reactions. You're so on point. You're taking care of it.
I
love it.
That after the, I made the two test audience, one of the family and one with the friends, something.
Yeah.
And after all those two screening, I changed the film. I changed the film because I saw that little details were not so good. And so, for example, the end of the film, I cut something like 1 minute.
Oh, wow.
With the editing, you know? I didn't shoot again some sequences or some scenes, no. But I cut the end and do because it was obvious for me and not for people. And sometimes you have to listen, you know.
Interesting too, because we were talking about the idea of like let the audience be, but you created something, then you saw what the audience gave you. Yeah. And you adjusted, which I think is very smart,
I think
kind.
In America, you do. You know, Steven Spielberg, for example, he always makes test screenings.
Oh yeah, they do that
everywhere.
And then
after he changes his film.
Oh yeah.
Because he always said that he loves the audience, and he wants to have his way of thinking before showing the film. So.
Yeah, I mean, also the audience is who brings you the cash. So let's go for that.
That's why.
That makes them happy. Come on, man. We got to get you to be a millionaire.
Yeah,
let's get you your house on the hills in Los Angeles. It'll be great. I mean, you know, you can go back home and live in France. But when you come here, you'll be like, let me go to my mansion. It'll be great. Oh, that's so funny. So how you mentioned earlier that your job is to write stories for someone else. Are you employed as the writer of in a production company?
Yeah, employed by the production company, or quite often it's the director who employs me. And the director, he employs me. But even when a production company employs me, really often, perhaps all the time, in fact, I think all the time, always, there is yet a director for the project. And so even if the production is employing me, I have to ask questions to the director, speaking with him during a long, long time, like a psychotherapy, saying what the guy wants to say. Even if the director is not writing one sentence in the script, even in that case, I think that his name has to go in the credits as a screenwriter with me, because in fact, I have to adapt my story to his way of seeing things and his way of, because you know when you do a film, it's 3 years job. It takes 3 years. So if you're not happy with the script, the film will never be done. So, but I'm not really an employee, in fact, because I listen to him, and it's very important for me because I noticed that more you give me details of your life, and more the script is good at the end, because it's another tool, and this tool is the soul of the director, and I take the soul of the director to make the screenwriting, you know, and it's easier for me to have this contrainte, comment on dit ça? This difficulty. It could be a difficulty to put some soul and to put it in a script because you're not alone to write. Mm-hmm. But in fact, it's not a difficulty. At the contrary, I think it's easier to make a script when you have the difficulty of taking a soul and putting a script than if you are alone. Because when you are alone, you make mistakes because you are alone with the problem and you make solutions that in only one way. But when you have the difficulty of the director, it's more interesting, and it's more obvious and it's simpler, I think.
That's awesome. Like the way you feel about this collaboration is so beautiful. Like this give and take between you and the director, it sounds so lovely.
And it's my favorite part of the job.
Yeah. So how did you get a job doing that? Like how did you start to get hired writing screenplays? And are you writing stuff and submitting them and then they use them? Or is it like they say, oh, you're hired now, here, write a story about three girls on a hill or whatever?
If I write a word script doing 90 pages and I say it's a feature film and someone is interesting, perhaps, is someone interested by that? 90 pages and all that. Even just to read the script, it's difficult to find someone because it takes a long time to read.
Yeah.
So there is a case on 1,000 that you find someone interested by your script. It happened for me 2 times, okay, but it can be possible to write a script alone, and that someone on the earth is interesting but the same as you exactly. It never happens. So what happens is that I make film, I already wrote script, and someone saw one of the films and say, perhaps this man can help me about what I have in the brain, what I have in the heart. Sometimes a director come with a whole story, and I take the whole story, I break it, and then when it's totally broken, we take the little pieces and we start at the beginning. Sometimes it's that, or sometimes it's just, hello, I'm a director, I want to speak about childhood, and that's all. And then we speak and we make the film. But always, I have to be sure that someone will make the film at the end.
Huh.
This is so long to write 80 pages. If I write alone and if I don't want to direct it, I write alone and then I just sell the script to someone. There are two problems. The first problem is that I don't find anyone. And the second problem is that if I find someone, he will break the script and do something else. So not very interesting.
Huh.
So we have to be in the discussion at the beginning, I think.
So then your first step into the door of being a writer was they saw you make a film and came to you. And then
yes, that's it.
That's how
it.
You got in. Are you...
That's it.
Are you working for the same directors all over and over, or is it like one director works with you and then suggests to his friend that you work with him, and then like I misunderstand sort of like the business aspect of it. Like, do you have an agent who gets you these jobs?
Oh yes, or there is an agent.
Like,
there is an agent, but usually there are three heroes on Earth. You know that.
No, tell me.
The first heroes, it's the Avengers. You know?
Uh-huh.
The second hero is the filmmakers, because making a film, it's impossible. But they do it. So it's heroes. And the third hero is hosting festival, for example. The festivals were making people meet.
Yeah.
And were showing the films. And that's why I can work today. It's because of the... It's thanks to the festivals in France and in stranger countries, foreign countries.
We accept stranger.
No, don't be so. it's all those festivals. You know, when I go to festivals, sometimes I meet a director, I meet a young boy here with... dreaming about films and all that, and perhaps 5 years after he will call me and then he says you have to be my screenwriter. And I think I have 90% of my jobs it's thanks to the festival and the meeting in the festivals. And to answer to your question, the first time for me was in a French festival. I directed a short film. And the director came to me and said, "Your film is wonderful, especially the script. Do you want to work with me?"
Awesome.
And that's all. And after, it's all, I don't know how to say in English, from the booth to the here, the expression to say that people speak about your work, and then other people hear about that.
Yeah.
And then after,
word
they
of
want
mouth,
to,
perhaps?
What you say?
Word of mouth.
Word of mouth, yeah.
We have a lot of idioms, sorry.
And yeah, and that's like that. Word of maps. You heard about the guy, and perhaps you want to work with him. And
that's great hope for festival goers, for sure.
Yeah. Heroes.
The fact that you're like you're telling me, go and talk to people, put your stuff out there. That's. I mean, I know that it sounds like something that other people have said, but somehow you're giving this hope to people where it's like, just put yourself out there and the person who wants to work with you might just walk up to you and say, "Hello, you are good, let's work together."
It's
and you're like,
surreal.
"Ah."
And you don't have to be afraid. Sometimes it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they are bad people. Or sometimes they are nice people, but you can't make a film with them because we are human being, and human being. Sometimes you can't understand each other. That is not a big deal because there are lots of people with wonderful souls, and you have to be confident because if you are confident in the fact that you will find a girl to make a family. You can be confident in the fact that you will find a director to make a film because it's almost the same thing. At the end, there is a baby. named film.
Like, I could find someone to love me. It's the same as finding a director to make
of
it.
Course,
seems
the same.
Just as intense.
Yes, it's as intense.
It's like,
I think so.
Yeah.
The end, you know, there is a baby out of your belly.
Yeah. Amazing.
Amazing. And then you talk to the baby. Hello, it's Austin Film Festival. Hello. and that's why I'm going. That's why I'm here. I'm here because I will do exactly the same thing with my film. It will be screened for the first time in Austin. I will say hello. I will talk to my film, I think.
Yeah.
I will talk to the screening room and I will say hello. Here is Austin Film Festival. It's your first time. Hello.
Yeah.
The same. And I think it's as intense as a baby.
Yeah. Man, I hope that, you know, people just walk right up to you after and people are handing you cards. Let's make stuff. Let's do it. That's so great.
You know,
you're so confident and I love it.
Yeah. Well, in fact, in life, I'm not so confident at all, but
there's confidence that comes off you. Even when I met you in the hallway, like, you know, you seem self-assured. So that's good. Go with that.
Okay. But when there is a girl in a room, I just run away. Okay.
Sure. Yeah. Well, there's that. So that's a different kind of confidence.
Oh, no. And for your question just before, it was about yes. For example, I worked with a friend of mine who is a very fluent English speaker. Mm-hmm. So it's she. Okay, you understand my English a little bit, but it's a French English. You know that in France we don't like so much the foreign languages, okay? But she's
I
good in
America.
English.
I live in America. We don't speak anything but English, so yeah. I understand that.
But it's
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, but it's a good thing because... On va parler français.
No.
No. But I work with her and we made a series, both in French and in English. And we try to find producers in both sides, in America and in France, because the story of the series is good for that.
Yeah.
And so I think I will speak about it during the festival here, because there are American producers and this series could be good for an American producer.
Sure.
And if there is no Austin Festival, for example, on all those festivals in the world, I can't work, in fact. What do I do? I just send an email. An email is nothing. An email is just electrons. So, no, that's the big powers, the big power of the festivals. Yeah.
Yeah, just the physical presence of us being able to meet is very powerful, for sure. I mean, I think of even how all the emails that I had with you and everybody else trying to arrange all of this, and now that we get to, like, sit together, it's so much better.
Yeah, of course.
It's just like, oh, hi, other human being, how are you?
Yeah, it's the same thing for Tinder.
Right.
You know.
Thankfully, because, I got married before they invented Tinder, so thankfully.
Oh, thankfully. You know, Tinder is the Austin Film Festival. Tinder, you find a girl and it's obvious when you see her. And Austin Film Festival, you find the next producer with whom we're going to work with.
Okay. I'm really glad that the festival doesn't work like Tinder, though, where you're like, what movies am I going to watch? No, yes, no, no. Like, there's your schedule. You're like, oh, okay.
But in fact... You're glad it's not like Tinder, but in fact, perhaps there is a little part working like that, but in the subconscious.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when producer come to see the short films, for example, they see five short films during the screening moment, and in fact, in their brain, they are saying yes, yes, no, no.
Yeah.
It's quite the same.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
You know, Tinder is life.
Tinder is life.
I never went to Tinder, but...
Don't do it. Don't do it here. It'd be terrible. Tinder is life. This is what we've learned. Even though neither of us use it, it's a crazy, crazy thing. Oh, my goodness. So you're writing a lot. You're writing lots of different projects. Do you ever hit a creative wall, like you can't do it, you're blocked? And if you do, how do you get out of it?
I remember the question. And it's
the other thing
to
you
this
wanted
one.
It? Okay, good.
You asked me if I worked always with the same directors and the same production, or if it's changed all the time. Oh, it's often changes because of what we said before. We meet in the festival and then we are happy to work together, and it's the beginning of a new story. I have several directors, of course, with whom I wrote stories the first time, the second time, the third time, okay. And we always work together because it's obvious. We know each other and it would be a spare of time to change of team because it works. And it happens to me like that three times especially. For example, with a director named Cyrus Neshvat, he's from Luxembourg. And we met in a festival, as usual. He went to see me, your film I like, do you want to run? It's not the same story as just before, but it's the same style.
Yeah.
And he went to me and we wrote his first short, the second one. We finished now the feature and we're working with the second feature. So it works, but to answer to the second question, sometimes when you work with someone, okay, there is a financial issues. So if we work during 6 months and that the guy paid you, usually we want to go until the end of the project, but we feel that it's not so obvious and that the second time he has certainly to find another screenwriter or to write alone. Sometimes it's like that too. And it happens to me one time. At the end of the project, I said, okay, I think this project will be good for you, but it was really hard for me and for you. Mm. And the next time, perhaps you find someone else, or you write alone. And that's what he did. He writes alone now, and that's good. Because, okay, it's not, we are not brains, we are hearts. And sometimes the hearts, it doesn't beat at the same rhythm, you know. And that's like that. It's quite magical when it's obvious with a person. It's magical. That's why I think it works like love.
Yeah. Though it's funny because you talked about it when you mentioned the love comparison. You talked about it like it was easy, and I was like, I think both of those things are very hard. What do you mean?
Both is quite hard.
I was like, that's not an easy task.
Yeah, but for example, when you
fall in love, yeah. What?
Yeah, but when you met your husband.
Well,
perhaps now.
I met my husband 10 years before we started dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's quite. There is a moment when you feel that it's quite obvious, you know?
Totally. Yes.
Okay. So this moment, when you have it with your director, it's so wonderful.
Yeah.
And sometimes with Cyrus, for example, sometimes we have little clash.
Sure.
Like in a couple, like with your husband, perhaps sometimes. Oh, perhaps not you, because you live in Austin, and in Austin everybody is cool, but...
Oh my God. Yes, I also fight with my husband. Uh-huh. I understand.
And okay, sometimes you have clash, and it's good to have clash, because yeah. the script sometimes needs some clash.
Yeah.
It's like that.
Now, you were also answering the creative rut. What happens when you hit a wall and you can't come up with ideas? Or do you have an ever... Are you just flowing with ideas all the time?
I always have ideas.
I love it.
But sometimes it's bad ideas. And so, sometimes a little boy, I remember I was at school, I was speaking, you know, in France we put some professional people at school to explain to young pupils what is life in the professional way of seeing things and all that. Okay. And I was speaking to a young boy, something like 11 years old, and his question was, but what exactly is the goal of making a film? Why? If there is no film on Earth, it's the same, he said. And I said, okay, guy, I can answer to this question. In fact, it's if you say a word without love, it's possible. A word without trouser. That is to say that you are naked in the street. It's possible.
Yeah.
But I think it's better with a trouser. And yeah. I think it's better with love. And that's why I think it's better with films. But sometimes there are bad films. Because sometimes there are people with too much ego.
Yeah.
Saying that I'm right. So the problem when you are sure of something, it's that it makes some conflict. If you are at the head of a country, for example, and you have a lot of ego, it makes a war. And if you are a filmmaker and you have a lot of ego, it makes a bad film. So I told to the little boy, sometimes there are bad films, but don't worry, there are good films. And it's good for Earth. Conflicts is never good for nobody, but and bad films neither. But I love bad films, because when I see a bad film, I can appreciate something that helps me to do good ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes I have bad ideas, and my ego say it's good.
Yeah.
And I have to fight in myself to say no, it's not good because you're a fool. It's not good. You're not good. And sometimes I make mistakes, and I want to believe in me too much, and after there is a bad film.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it happens. I'm lucky because it happened not too much time, but I made bad films here.
Sure.
It's like that.
Yeah. Well, it's good that you can admit that.
Too much ego. Yeah. We have to fight.
Man, you seem very smart. You have a good feeling for how to do this. Like, you seem to just be very well adjusted when it comes to sort of the creative process. I mean, ego is what drives a lot of people. And the fact that you are aware that you should not listen to your ego is great.
It's good to be aware, but sometimes it's not enough.
Well, you're still a human. I always say, no matter what, we're still animals. Mm-hmm. Like, you can try to be, we can try to be as smart as we want, but at the end of the day, we're gonna screw it up because we're just, you know, a dog who can talk. It's all we are.
Yeah.
It's like, it's lucky that we can, us two dogs can talk to each other, but, you know, we're still wild and crazy. And, you know, if there was brisket came by, we'd both be like, running away trying to get it, you know, whatever that might be. So for you, what is your, what are you hoping to do here? Meet new people, interact, get involved with maybe more directors to work with? Are you going to spend a lot of time meeting people and chatting about creativity with lots of everyone around?
As I said before, the first thing here for me important is to be with the film when he's naked. Naked.
Sure, born.
Born. Because the film is naked.
Yeah.
Okay. So, because if the film is alone for the first screening in the world, is not good. As a father, sometimes I met fathers who were not happy because they were not at the hospital when and there's. It's important to be here, even if a film doesn't have two legs and two arms, but. It's important to be here the first time, perhaps the second, and sometimes, like a child. Okay, that's my conviction. Secondly, there is no only English-speaking people in Austin Festival. And one time I met a director with whom I made a project after in Kentucky. So, okay. And once I met in America a director, what country? England, perhaps? Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, English speaker, okay.
Sure.
And he was looking for a French guy because the story, even if it was in English, language was English in the story, it was in France. So I worked as a screenwriter, French screenwriter, with an English script, okay. But as the French brain in the project.
Yeah.
So everything is possible, meeting people. So it can be with the other language and all that. For example, the director I spoke about just before is from Luxembourg, met him in France, and he's speaking French because in Luxembourg we speak French, but it could not have been the case.
Sure.
Yeah. And the screenwriter I'm writing with now is Italian, but moved very quickly in England, so she's English.
She's
working with me in France, and we met in a festival in Paris. So, you know, that's
that's so awesome.
Yeah,
I love the
and the,
all
and
the
last thing I wait for Austin is eating. I want to eat everything you eat. I want to eat a big cow, and then a big buffalo. Mm-hmm, and then I don't know what, because I just arrived here, but you know, I'm in love with food, so.
Yeah, we have a lot of it. Everything is in taco form here. You'll enjoy that.
Taco.
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, tacos.
Yeah, that will.
I you
will
take
go.
Anything and you wrap it in a tortilla, they call it a taco.
Ah, oui, taco.
That'll be it.
Yeah.
Everywhere. You see taco.
Yes.
And
everywhere.
Anything it could be. And what's funny is so many different places have, like, it's like weird stuff. Like, it'll be like, oh, this one's with kimchi. And you're like, Korean tacos. And then there's this one, and it's like brisket. And you're like, okay.
You will give me some advice or where to eat
something
good.
Where to eat? Oh, yeah. Who knows around in town? Well, we'll talk about it. There's a couple of good spots.
That's good. Because I will eat that first, your M&M's, but after I will eat a
buffalo. Yeah, don't fill up on the sugar. Thank you, Guillaume, by the way, for talking to me. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your day to share your story.
It was very interesting because your questions made me, you know, how would you say that in English? When your home is not clean, you take a Hoover, I think?
Yeah.
And you make the, how do you say that?
Vacuum.
Vacuum, yeah, but you
clean,
mm-hmm. because there is some dust.
Yeah.
And so when we speak about all the work we do, and thanks to your questions, It is good because it puts the dust of your brain out.
Good. You know, like good. Now you're ready. Now you can walk out and just meet that director. He'll be right there. He'll be ordering a taco, and you'll be like, which taco is good? And then there you are, your best friends.
I love the...
Thanks for listening to Yes But Why Podcast. Check out all our episodes on yesbutwhypodcast.com or check out all the content on our network, HC Universal, at hcuniversalnetwork.com.